Hare Krishna. So Arjuna is giving various reasons not to fight. And in the previous verse he said that if the elders in the family, if they are destroyed, automatically the entire family tradition will get destroyed. And that will create a real havoc in the entire society. And now Arjuna is getting into details of who all will get affected and what will be the consequence of the same. So let's see that in verse number 40. Adharma bhibhavat krishna pradushyanti kulastriyah strishu dushtashu varshneya jayate varna shankarah. So here Arjuna is saying, adharma abhibhavat, adharma abhibhavat. When irreligion is prominent in the family, what will happen? He's telling, oh Krishna, pradushyanti kulastriyah. The ladies in the family, they will get polluted. Strishu dushtasu varshneya. Oh varshneya. Oh descendant of Rishni dynasty. When the women in the family, they are polluted, then what will happen? Jayate varna shankaraha. So that will lead to unwanted progeny. Now here, Arjuna is using a word, varshneya. If we remember, Krishna was using one word again and again in the previous verses. He was saying, O Partha. So again and again, Krishna was telling Arjuna, hey, you're Partha. You are coming in the entire dynasty of Kshatriyas. And how can you be a coward like this? How can you take a step back from fighting? Fight! And by using this word Partha, he was telling, Arre, you are son of Pritha. And Pritha is, you know, from a great Kshatriya family. And more than that, she is my aunt. She's sister of my father, Vasudev. So like this, he was using that word Partha. Now Arjuna is using the word Varshneya. Arjuna is using this word, calling out to Krishna saying, oh Varshneya, oh descendant of Vrishni dynasty. So by using this word, Arjuna is pointing to Krishna and triggering Krishna to think, oh Krishna, think, if the Vrishni dynasty gets destroyed like this, how will you feel? The same feeling I'm already getting, oh Krishna. This is what Arjuna is telling here by using this word, Varshneya. Now, let's see in detail what this verse is actually teaching us and what this verse actually wants to tell us. Purport. Good population in human society is the basic principle for peace, prosperity and spiritual progress in life. So this is very clear. So when we have a good population, automatically the entire society will progress, will advance. The Varnashrama religious principles. Hope we remember from the previous video we discussed about Varnashrama. Were so designed that the good population would prevail in society for general spiritual progress of state and community. So whoever follows the system of Varnashrama very easily will advance and the entire community will advance together. And the most important personalities in the entire community are the female class or the womanhood. And they are very much important because they are the ones who will impart various knowledge, because they are the ones who spend a lot of time with the next generation, with the kids. So here it is said that such population, the good population you're talking about, depends on the chastity and faithfulness of its womanhood. And then the last line it says that when the elders in the family, this is what was Arjuna's concern, when the elders in the family are killed, like for example the fathers are killed and then other men like husbands and brothers and sons, when all of them are killed and when the females in the house, they become alone. Then, the last line says, the irresponsible men will provoke adultery in the society and thus unwanted children flood the human race. Now, what do you mean by unwanted children and how does adultery, you know, do all these things? So to understand this, we have to understand one concept called Garbhadhan Samskara. What is this Garbhadhan Samskara? So, before begetting kid, The husband and wife, they do this Garbhadhan Samskar. So when they're planning to beget a kid, the husband and wife, they prepare their consciousness very properly by following, you know, various rules and regulations. And they practice very nicely. And with the practice of various aspects of Garbhadhan Samskar, when their consciousness is proper, they unite. And this will lead to a very good progeny. They'll be able to beget the best of the best kid. And it is seen, even today, in this day and age, the couples who are doing this Garbhadhan Samskar and the kids, you know, which they beget, they are right from childhood. They are really gems. Really amazing. But then when the consciousness is not proper of both male and female, and when they get together, when they unite, that will lead to demoniac kids. And this is again seen, you know, in the society. The kids right from childhood, they trouble the parents so much. They literally behave like demons. That's what is spoken here, that when the adultery gets involved, when the adultery is there in the society, and when the kids are begotten by that impure, contaminated consciousness, those kids will be a great havoc to the entire society. They will not help the society to advance towards the perfection of human form, but they will degrade the principles which are already existing. A very, very important learning for all those couples who are planning to beget kids. What is that? It is very important to do this Garbhadhan Samskar. Only when Garbhadhan Samskar is done, automatically we'll have a good population. The next generation will be really good and very pious. And when those two, that is husband and wife, they're practicing bhakti very nicely, chanting, doing mantra meditation very nicely, reading Bhagavad Gita, imbibing the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita very nicely, the Garbhadhan Samskara becomes very, very successful and it's very easy. And such couple can actually beget the best of the best gems. And those kids will actually give or contribute to the society in a very, very great way. They will be those people who will take the society to the next level. So this is the thing that Arjuna is having in the mind. That okay, if elders are destroyed, then the female class, they will become alone. And they are innocent. So they will be dragged into adultery by irresponsible men. Oh, Varshneya, so I don't want to fight. Now after this, what will happen that Arjuna is going to speak in the next verse? So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. A small request. So after watching the video, please go through the entire explanation that is mentioned in the description block. So a link is given for reading out the entire detailed description of each and every verse. Second thing I request you all to do is, please post your realization in the comment section. That will really help others, you know, to revise different concepts that we have discussed. And the most important thing, every single shloka has got a quiz. So a great team is working behind to make the entire quiz. And it's really very interesting, which will enhance our understanding. So please attempt the quiz. And the link is there in the description block. And there are various other links also in the description block which you can explore. Thank you.